Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tip. How may I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I need a refund. I have been contacted by the fraud line, and I want this canceled. I never expected this to be on my a bank account. They told me to pay for trial, and now my fraud, the fraud line calls me to tell me that you charged me almost $100. I want it canceled, and I want my money back.
May I have your zip code?
35212.
35212. Thank you for that. Hey, hold on one moment while I locate the account.
Thank you.
And what's your first and last name?
First name Patricia, last name Bell.
Thank you for that, Ms. Bell. And I do have an account matching that name just for verification purposes. Could I get you to verify your address?
4604 13th Avenue North.
All right. Thank you for that. Yes, ma'am. Hold on. Let's see here. Give me one second.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Do you remember back on the 9th of this month ordering our eye serum and our eye serum and moisturizer?
No.
For $670 and $745.
$670 and $745. Probably so. I didn't know it was the same company. However,
yes, ma'am.
This $6 that was, I paid $6, but then it was a male testosterone that they're trying to make me pay $90 for, the testosterone. And so are you telling me, on the 6th, how much was that amount?
On the 6th?
You just told me that May the 9th, I mean, May
yes.
the 9th, how much was that amount?
On May the 9th, you paid the shipping and handling costs for both both bottles, which was $745 and $670. And when you didn't cancel within that 14-day trial period, it charged you the full cost of those bottles.
Yeah, well, now the serum I think I did receive.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
but
yes.
I'm talking about the testosterone for male
and,
something.
And how much was that? $92.90. No, ma'am, the serum was $92.90 and the testosterone pills were $91.89. That was the one that was declined from your bank, I'm supposing.
Okay, so the testosterone hasn't been paid for, but
no,
the
ma'am.
92. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
But the $92.90 has been paid for. And when was that paid for? Yesterday?
Yes, ma'am.
I still want it canceled. However, I have that product.
Yes, ma'am. And are you using the product?
I just received it. But that product, I don't want any more of it, but I want it canceled. I'm not going to pay $92.90 every month or every 3 months. I'm not going to spend that kind of money.
Yes, ma'am. We would really hate to lose you as a customer. We would never want charges to ever be an issue. I could always offer you a 35% discount on all future orders.
Well, I just need a refund on it because I didn't know, I didn't have an understanding this was going to be a reoccurrence. I thought I could order at my own will.
Well, unfortunately, ma'am, since you didn't cancel within that 14-day trial period, we wouldn't be able to give you a refund. But what I could offer you is a 50% discount on all future orders.
I want to cancel because that was not my understanding that I couldn't order at will. I'd like, when I order anything that has to do with any product, I choose when I want to order. I don't want anybody giving me a reoccurring bill unless I specifically say that. And I haven't given that authority, not knowingly, to anyone.
Well, yes, ma'am. The product is a very good product, and it does help decrease wrinkles, increase collagen, and it also helps give you a youthful and brighter appearance. Like I said, we would really hate to use you as a customer, and we can also give you a 75% discount on all future orders.
I'm making it how much?
That would make it, hold on one moment, let me check, see.
Well, anyway, I don't want to put that in my budget, not on a month, and because this is would be a monthly occurrence, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, see, I'm not going to add that to my monthly expenses. I don't need that kind of, even if it's $25, I have enough expenditure right now that I don't want to add $25 to my monthly expenses.
Yes, ma'am. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Not for makeup and for collagen and all that. I can buy it because I'm not going to use it that often.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, well, just give me a few moments and let me go ahead and get you canceled out here.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. I'm just letting you know I'm still getting canceled out here. My computer's moving a little slow.
Okay. Thank you so much for letting me know.
Yes, Ms. Bell, I have two cancellation confirmation numbers for you. Whenever you're ready, I can go ahead and give it to you. Well, I have just one. I'm sorry, just one.
Oh, because the other one, the bank, you said blocked it anyway, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, and they already canceled it out.
Okay, so good. Okay, let me get my pen. I was writing. I wasn't expecting to get up early this morning dealing with this, and so they kind of caught me off guard. But I'm glad this bank has fraudulent. I don't know if my other banks have fraudulent care, because this has helped me out tremendously. I was upset with them when they canceled my card one time, but now I see it helps me in the long run. So what is the confirmation number, please?
It is C as in Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
257.
Mm-hmm.
663. 216.
Okay. Okay. Well, I surely appreciate you doing that.
No problem, Ms. Bell.
All right. You have a great day, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your. What is your field? I mean, you studied finance.
I'm studying psychology.
No. Well, you sound like you're going to be great at whatever you do.
Thank you so much, Ms. Bell. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.